Now, did part of Derry last night effectively become a lawless part of Northern Ireland? How is it that a bonfire can be built on a main road, blocking traffic and causing disruption to residents, but nobody seems able to do anything about it? Not only that, but some houses had to be evacuated when a suspect device was thrown at the Lechy Road flyover in the city close to the site of the bonfire. Sinn Féin councillor Patricia Logue has been speaking to residents all week about their concerns, and she's available to speak to us now. Patricia Logue, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
This reflects very poorly on Derry generally this morning.
Yes, well, of course, you did mention those two very, very unfortunate episodes that we had in our the Bogside area last night. But we also had a very, very positive event in the Bogside last night, and that was the final of the gas yard wall failure, which was an absolutely fantastic event, very well attended and very well done to all the organisers.
But it's certainly not what people are talking about this morning, and I'm sure it was a huge success. And, you know, I know the area and I know the vast majority of people in the area will not have wanted a bonfire built in the middle of the road. But the bottom line is that bonfire was built. There were unionist flags and memorabilia put on the bonfire. There were Sinn Féin posters put on the bonfire. The message coming from an element within that area is that they're in control. Sinn Féin certainly aren't. And the police, they tell us it's not their responsibility.
Well, actually, myself and Rinna McCartney met with the PSNI yesterday afternoon to discuss, you know, their actions or inactions regarding removing the bonfire, and, you know, how we see this as a public disorder incident, and maybe, you know, it should have been removed. However, I will leave the PSNI to speak for themselves. But yes, people have been working very, very hard not to have this bonfire in the middle of the road. In fact, there was an arrangement made, and it was scuppered at the last minute, and which ended up in the bonfire being in the middle of the road, and I have to say, caused widespread disruption to all the residents living in the area. If, God forbid, emergency services needed to get to somebody nearby, they would have had to take a longer route, therefore putting their lives in danger. And on top of that, we had all the tires that were burnt on that fire too, which we all know give off very toxic fumes. And there is statistics to say that there's a lot of people living in the Bogside Brandywell area who have lung and chest problems, and this certainly wouldn't be anything what the doctor ordered for them.
Absolutely. But would there have been a riot if the bonfire had been removed by the police, or indeed by the police supervising those who would remove the pallets and the tyres? Because previously, a few days ago, the police had supervised the removal of some wood, and the message from the bonfire builders was, you take our wood, this is what we will do. Well, was there a concern that there would be civil unrest?
Well, as I said, we did meet with the police yesterday afternoon, and they did, you know, those questions were put to them. But again, I would say, you know, you need to get a reply from themselves. But I suppose, yes, there was a bit of apprehension going in, and you don't know what the situation might have unfolded.
How concerned were you about the Sinn Féin posters being on the bonfire and indeed the Ulster flags being on the bonfire?
Well, you know, any flags or any posters on any bonfires is certainly unacceptable. And I have to say, this is not the first time that Sinn Féin posters have been on bonfires, both in nationalist and unionist areas. So, yes.
But you sort of expect it in loyalist areas. It's never acceptable, but you're not surprised when you see Sinn Féin posters in a loyalist area on a contentious bonfire. But to see Sinn Féin posters in the Bogside, that for some reason doesn't tally.
Yes, and you know, that we have to remember that this was only a small minority of young people who, and, you know, I have to say there were some adults there, who built this bonfire, but there 84% of the people of the Bogside, when surveyed, spoke that they didn't want a bonfire. As regards to the posters and flags, that is for the people who put them there to answer.
But is there some sort of difficulty between young people, people who feel alienated in the Bogside, and Sinn Féin?
Well, that needs to be for, you know, again, I can't speak for those people who put those posters on the bonfire. Those questions need to be put to the people who put them there.
Okay, Patricia Logue, thanks for speaking to us this morning. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Sinn Féin, one of the representatives up in the Derry area. Your opinions are very welcome. 90-333-105, 077-66-105-105. How big an issue is this becoming, whereby the bonfire is almost being used as some sort of weapon when it comes to the element of putting it up to the other side and putting it up to authority? It's happening in both Loyalist and Republican areas.